Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
Yes, hello. I apparently opened an account with your company. It's dated, let's see, January 6th of this year. My
Yes,
name's
sir.
James Evans.
Yes, sir. Can I please get your zip code?
02657.
02657.
Correct.
Okay. And you said John, what was your last name?
My name is James Evans.
Oh, okay. So I did see you. Hold on, Mr. James. All right, sir, and for security purposes, can you please verify your address?
1 Commercial Street, Provincetown, Mass.
Massachusetts, I just left there.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
I used to stay in North Billerica by Lowell, about 20 minutes out from Boston.
Right. Well, we're getting a big snowstorm tomorrow night.
Oh Lord, I should call my mom.
Maybe a foot of snow.
My mom probably won't be able to go to work.
No, a lot of snow coming.
Oh Lord.
What's your name again?
Lena.
So do you see me there in the computer?
Yes, sir, I do. I only see one charge. It is for, it looks like you entered into a contest. No, let me see if I can see what for. I do not see what for, but you entered into a contest. Do you recall doing a survey or signing up to get a free gift, you only paying a dollar or two for the entry, contest entry?
Yes.
Okay. Along with that, came a monthly subscription to a meal plan app. It was in the terms and conditions. What that meal plan app does is help you plan out meals, has stuff there to help you achieve your goal, whether it's losing weight or gaining weight.
Right.
It has healthy
Well,
recipes.
right. If I could explain something, I saw that when I was going through the survey. And I needed to complete the form in order to get a vacuum cleaner for shipping, which was like $5 for shipping. But I saw the meal plan there for, as completing the survey and completing in order to get the vacuum cleaner for the shipping. And so I backed out of the so it was in my cart, but I never went to purchase either the vacuum cleaner or the meal plan.
Okay. But you did end up getting charged for it. What I can do is make it $20 a month for you.
Well, what I'd like to do is, if I can, if I, I'd like to cancel my subscription. I wasn't interested in the meal plan in the beginning. I just wanted to get the vacuum cleaner for shipping, which was $5. But what I did is, it was in the cart. The meal plan and the vacuum cleaner was in the cart, but I backed out of the agreement. I backed out, and I never agreed to actually purchase the two items. They were in the cart, but I never proceeded with the confirmation. But it was listed as I did.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, I can go ahead and get you canceled out. Would you like that cancellation number?
Sure.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 920-360767.
Okay.
The counseling cancels out. You'll no longer be charged.
Okay. And will my initial will I not be so I'm not going to be charged initially for any of this?
So you've already been charged, and I won't be able to refund you that back because it is a valid charge, but you will no longer be charged by us.
Well, the thing is, it's not a valid charge. Like I said, I never agreed to purchase either items. Like I said, it's like I was on Amazon, okay? And you know when things are in the cart and then you press agree to the price and the shipping? I never agreed to it. I crossed out of the page completely. I just blanked out of the page completely because I didn't want to get the items that were there on the page. So I never purchased those items. But I was charged for them. That's why I'm calling.
Yes, sir.
I'd like a refund.
On my end, it does say it's a valid charge and I won't be able to refund it to you.
Well, it's not a valid charge. That's why I'm calling. As a matter of fact, I got a note, okay, is that my subscription account is closed effective immediately, okay? And if you look, you'll see that in your records, dating January 7th, 2022. So I never received any of the proceeds of the, like I said, of the Bites Hub that I didn't purchase in the first place.
Yes,
and after
sir.
I didn't purchase it, it was immediately canceled. You'll see it. It's in there in your records.
Yes, sir. I understand that. But it
was canceled the same day that I supposedly purchased it. That's why I'd like a refund.
Yes, sir.
And it was canceled.
Yes, sir. But on my end, it says a valid charge. I won't be able to refund it to you.
Well, that's theft. So can you talk to your supervisor and explain what I just mentioned? Because,
yes, sir. She's going to tell me the same thing. Because over here
right.
It does say it
that's
is
right.
A valid charge.
You want the calls to the Better Business Bureau? What you've done is you've basically committed a crime. Your company has committed a crime. I never agreed, okay, to purchase a Bites Hub. I backed out of the page. I never proceeded to purchase Bites Hub. So if I'm charged for it, it's an error. And that's why I'm calling to get a refund. Now, you can refund me the money and then charge me a $5 processing fee. But to charge me for the whole price of something that I didn't purchase is wrong.
Okay, sir. Bear with me, okay? Let me see if there's anything I can do.
All right.
Okay, sir, as a one-time courtesy, we're going to go ahead and refund you $45.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Hold on. Before you go, am I going to see that on my credit card, a refund of $45 on my Elon Visa credit card?
In 3 to 5 business days.
All right, Lena. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too.